Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Colossians chapter 2, we were talking about vain deceit as one of Satan's snares. Let's continue with that subject today.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.
In Matthew chapter 24, verse 24, it says, "For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect." Now, there are many things out there that really look good. They're new, and they look great. Well, we're living in the last days, my friend. The devil, if he's going to deceive you, is not going to put something out there that doesn't look good, that doesn't look right. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 13 through 15 says he parades as an angel of light. And my friend, he lets us know that there are false prophets, there are false preachers today that will seek to deceive you. And they'll show you these cute little psychological formulas, how to cope with your stress, how to cope with your children, how to cope. Well, my friend, the way to cope is you be submitted totally to the Holy Spirit, live in obedience to the Word of God. Will everything go good and everything go right? Well, Jesus said that he was a divider. And in some homes, there's going to be father against son, mother against daughter, mother-in-law against the daughter-in-law. And it's going to be that way simply because some refused the commitment, the dedication, and not living for Christ, while others go another direction. And you have a psychology today called Christian psychology that is not Christian because it's not biblical. That says, well, forget those things. Just because that person doesn't want to go by the Bible, just because that person doesn't want to be faithful, just because that person has done this or done that, just because this person, and things that the Bible tells us to separate from others over, it says to ignore them. Well, my friend, I believe God, and that is the bottom line as far as I'm concerned. I believe God. I believe the Word of God. And so we find the last days are here. Now, there's a fourth way that Satan attacks us that we need to beware, and that is after the rudiments of the world, Colossians 2:8 tells us. That is the principles of the world. Now, the word meant rudimentary teachings, the ABCs, such as meats, drinks, washings. In other words, this word rudiments actually means the first steps. In other words, the childish things, as in Hebrews chapter 5, when they should be at a level of meat, Paul says, I still have to feed you with milk. Why does church music sometimes sound like a nightclub, a sock hop, or why is their rock radio calling itself Christian? Because their Christianity is built on the rudiments of the world. Standards of dress are relaxed for the same reason. Now, there is also a fifth warning here in Colossians 2, verse 8. And he says, and not after Christ. See, there are cleverly devised religious principles, but they're not scripturally based. And many times they take verses out of context. As some in Christ's day honored not their parents, some use verses to ignore the local church. For example, Hebrews 10:24 and 25 says, and let us consider one another to provoke. Now, understand, provoke is a strong word. And so when we're going to provoke somebody, we're going to strongly urge them to do something. Well, let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works. Now you notice after the word works in Hebrews 10:24, there is a colon. And that means that what follows that is describing the good works. And so what is this first good work that he mentions? Verse 25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the matter of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Now notice there, he used assembling, I-N-G. There's a reason for that, and that reason is simply that assembling has the idea of there, not there. There, not there. In other words, you're just not faithful. Now, some say, well, the word forsaking means to leave altogether. No, that's what the word forsake means. Forsaking is the idea of repeated there, not there, there, not there. And he says, so much the more as you see the day approaching. In other words, it is almost here. The coming of Christ is almost here. And therefore, if you are what you ought to be in Christ, you're going to be even more faithful to the house of God. Now, these ministries that take you from that show you that they go right against the Word of God. Again, those ministries may sound great, but they take you from the Word of God. My friend, if this radio ministry, for example, we are on Monday through Friday, but if this radio ministry comes on a Wednesday in an area where you are and it's during church time, you don't need to count this as your time in church. You need to be at your local church. And so I want to make that very, very, very clear. My prosperity, my knowledge, my family, my peace of mind instead of Christ seems to be the thing that rules today. In Luke 14, verses 26 and 27, it says, if any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Now understand, those two verses speak of discipleship, not salvation. But if we're going to follow him, Christ has to be a head of even our family. Now, many people say God ordained the family before he ordained the local church. And that is true. However, God ordained ministry before he ordained the family. If you remember, in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, God created everything. And before God created Eve, God gave Adam a ministry. He was to name all the animals. And they named the animals, and still there was not a helpmeet for him. So God put Adam to sleep, and a helpmeet was made for Adam. Now what's that idea of a helpmeet? Somebody that helps. And she was going to help him meet the needs in the ministry. And they were to till the garden. And they were to do that together. And so God made the first family to minister. And today, we want to sacrifice the ministry in order to have what they call family time. It sounds so good, but it's destructive to the cause of Christ. Why don't people, instead of saying, look, we're going to give time to our families, instead of saying we're not going to go to church, why don't they say we're not going to go to work today? Kids, you don't have to go to school today. We're going to have family time. Boss, I'm not coming in today. I'm having family time. Why do you expect God to accept excuses that the world won't accept? Now, thank God he warns us. I'm thankful he tells us where the traps are. Now, these five warnings in verse 8 of Colossians chapter 2 are there for our good. Be careful, because you can get caught in any one of them and lose reward, and then you can mislead others and end up Satan's slave, and during the whole thing, not even realize it. Perhaps you're listening to this broadcast right now. My friend, you may need to rededicate yourself in commitment to Christ through your local church. You may need to break some ties and then become a godly help. Now, having said all that, my friend, let me say this. Going to church every service, every time the doors are open, getting baptized every time that day, every day of the week, will not get you into heaven. No, those things don't work. You see, our only way to heaven is through Jesus Christ. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. You see, we have to realize that there's only one way to heaven. It's not our good works. The Bible says in Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. You have to realize that you're a sinner and that you deserve to go to hell. The Bible says that the wages of sin is death. That's final, complete separation forever from God in the lake of fire. And then the Bible also tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, my friend, that includes me. That includes you. Therefore, the wages of our sin is that we're to go to hell. Now, that's very grim news, but my friend. Romans 6:23, that says, for the wages of sin is death, also says, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Understand, it's a gift. Why not, through prayer, invite Jesus Christ into your life to become your personal Savior? Well, I will pray a prayer. I'll form the words, but you must mean it from your heart. If you don't mean it, they'll only be words. But if you'd like to ask the Lord Jesus to be your Savior, then pray this prayer. Dear God, I am a sinner, and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sin and rose up from the dead. I am willing, by your help, to turn from sin. I right now invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now, and thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, my friend, if you just asked the Lord to save you, you just prayed with me, write us and let us know. I want to send you a booklet titled Building Blocks. I want to send that booklet to you absolutely free. Just write us and let us know that you received Christ listening to this broadcast, or you're already saved and you would like to have the booklet. Then, my friend, just write us and let us know you want the booklet, and we'll send it to you. We want you to have it. Please have your pencil and paper ready to take down the address. And again, if you'd like a CD for this broadcast today, and the one that's been going on over the last few days now, just write us and ask for Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. Be thankful for warnings is the title of it. Let us know what radio station you listen on, and then also send us a gift of $5. Well, I see that my time is up, and I want to thank you for listening in today. And my friend, may the lamp of God's word be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.